Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features there. You can create the content. Whatever you see there on the front page was put there by listeners like you and then voted on either up or down, whether you like or dislike. You can kind of help us decide what to talk about. Of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to call in toll-free or via Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, and you can call toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
All right. So, Derek J., you and I had the exact same story to discuss here tonight. And honestly, I haven't taken the time to reach out to the victim in particular case. He's a listener and supporter of Free Talk Live. We've had him on the phone before. Virgil Viduva is his name. And he is really stirring it up there in Greene County, Ohio, where the story here I've got from, I don't know where yours is from, this one's from countercurrentnews.com. On Sunday, Dayton, Ohio, police officer Paul Harris threatened a Greene County Herald journalist with arrest. Reporter Virgil Viduva has, in fact, been arrested while in the course of reporting and taking photographs, but this would be the first time he was threatened with arrest for debating an off-duty police officer on Facebook. The whole thing started after the Greene County Herald posted several videos related to protests against the city of Xenia's anti-panhandling ordinance. We ran some of these videos, too, and talked to Viduva about his activism outside of his work with a local news source. The city of Xenia, Ohio, has banned being poor and asking for money within township limits. Now activists like Virgil have changed the game with civil disobedience, what they call panhandling protests, where they donate the money collected to charity. They've given the city 3 months to scrap the law or face a federal lawsuit.
They're going to lose, and they're going to lose bad. The fact is,
who's going to lose? The city?
The city. Yeah, the state of Florida has already lost on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can panhandle. It's freedom of speech. You can hold a sign asking for money. It's, you know, I'm not a fan of people walking up to me and asking for money. I'm not here defending this behavior, but that's just the end of the story, is in a free society where people have the freedom of speech, you need to have the guts to say, no thank you, I prefer not to give this way.
Well, I agree with that, but also this is kind of part and parcel of having the idea of public property as well, right? So if I have a if I've got like a shopping mall or a strip mall or something like that where I've got businesses who are paying rent to be there, and then there's some old hobo. Derek, you're the homo. if there's some old hobo, some wino sitting out front of my business looking trashy and smelling up the place and, you know, pestering people to get money, then I should be fully within my rights to tell that guy to take off. But what you're describing, Mark, is something that should be legal in places that are considered public, wherein, you know, if it's government-owned property, a road
right.
or
they'll
a sidewalk.
Say it all the time. Well, this property is owned by everybody. Well, if it's owned by everybody, then somebody can stand out here with a sign and ask for money.
But, Mark, what about going to the next level where somebody might stand out there and sell bottles of water without a vendor's license? Are you saying that should be allowed?
Well, I think that it gets into some difficulties, but that's really the problem with public property, right?
Well, the fact that if anybody can use it for whatever purpose, then in theory it could be overrun by a bunch of itinerant vendors.
Yeah, I'd prefer it to be overrun by vendors, frankly. I mean, the homeless people I saw in Philadelphia who sold things were my favorite kind because
sure.
You know, they've actually got some value to exchange with you instead
doing
of just
something
begging.
Useful.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree, and it doesn't bother me either. In fact, I love the idea of seeing some civil disobedience in this particular area, and there has been some of that. It would be nice to see more of it. Obviously, we're in the wintertime here in New Hampshire, and it's pretty hard to get people to go out and do outside sales at this time of year, but there was once upon a time when we did have this flea market event that a former co-host of ours put together, and the police came out there in force that morning to prevent anyone from even setting up. They got wind that this was going to happen, and they went out there, and they literally threatened a little girl. I think she was 7 years old, an early mover for the Free State Project, Amanda Bolden, who's actually now a state representative here. She had brought her daughter out with essentially a freezer full of ice cream.
Was it?
Like a chest freezer, like a full. They took a truck out here from Manchester with a free chest freezer full of ice cream, and also they had limeade that they were prepared to sell at this what was supposed to be kind of this open air flea market taking place at a public park here in Keene. And the police were out there with as many cops as they had on duty that morning, like five cops, to put a stop to this. They threatened that little girl over trying to sell some limeade.
That is so disgusting. I mean, what possibly could the cops think that they're doing right in that situation? Like, all right, guys, here's a scoop. There's going to be some people with ice cream, and we better shut them down. I mean, really? Why didn't some cop say, nah, let's not do this? We have discretion, right? So let's just not go there.
Well, and it's also inconsistent because they've used their discretion in other instances. So we used to do an event called Free Keene Fest, which has kind of morphed over the years into Keenevention. But it used to be a kind of a bi-yearly gathering that would happen in one of the local parks, Railroad Square here in Keene. And people would set up booths and they would sell stuff. Some people were selling food without a permit. Other people were selling T-shirts or whatever it is that they brought to Ben. So it's not to say it hasn't happened, and you know, the time when it was cracked down upon, I feel like Free Keene Fest had already happened a few times at that point. So I don't know what made them crack down on the flea market but left Free Keene Fest alone. It's very strange. You can't.
Nor do I.
Yeah, there's no consistency here. So back to Virgil and their protest, where they're doing panhandling protests. The city of Xenia has banned that. In 2013, they passed an ordinance which essentially prohibited poor people from asking for any form of assistance. In response, three local activists crashed a Xenia City Council meeting to demand the law be scrapped. Baduva was one of them. He told the city council that the city has 3 months to ditch this illegal and unconstitutional law, otherwise they'll be slapped with a federal lawsuit. In the meantime, Virgil volunteered to commit a fourth-degree misdemeanor in order to raise money for a local charity and demonstrate the absurdity of the ordinance, which he explains, quote, criminalizes speech and the act of verbalizing questions to another human being in a public space.
And I was curious, so I looked this up. A fourth-degree misdemeanor in Ohio is up to 30 days in jail. It's the lowest amount that you can serve jail time. So
yeah, I'm really surprised, though.
Yeah, the only thing lower is a minor misdemeanor, which has no jail sentence.
However, once a Dayton cop started trolling the Greene County Herald Facebook page, which had posted the video of Virgil's testimony to the city council, Virgil couldn't help but step in at the request of his employer. You can find the brief exchange screen captured below, which I will read to you here. Do you happen to have it pulled up there, Derek J? If so, we can play characters on this.
I don't have the same article. In fact, I was reading this from a different article. But
interesting. So I've got the screen capture here. The officer's name is Paul Harris.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see that screen cap. It's also posted on the article I'm reading.
Do you want to be the cop, or should I be, or do you want to be the
cop? Yeah, I'll be the cop.
Okay, go ahead.
The problem with the majority of panhandlers is they're walking in traffic up to your vehicle and start a disturbance when they get nothing. Then the panhandler wants to complain because the mother with her newborn baby drove off and hit him with the car when he or she refused to leave the mother alone.
So Virgil's responding as Greene County Herald, as that page name on Facebook. He writes, there are already laws against what you described. It's called harassment and assault.
To arrest someone for harassment or assault, you first need a complaint. Most people call the police for a panhandler, but do not stay or want contacted by the police.
Wait, whoa. Before you go on, why would that be? Why would people not actually want to talk to the police when they're reporting a crime?
Because they are afraid that they might be charged with a crime, or they might be doing something wrong.
They might just be busy, and
there's
panhandlers
a good chance
already wasting their time.
That's true. Yeah. The police are going to waste more of their time, but also I think that Derek J's concern is valid.
I've got some pot on me, so I'd rather not talk to this cop.
There could be that, and it's not uncommon for the police to show up somewhere on the behest of someone who called them and then put the person who called them in handcuffs to find some sort of excuse just to put someone. The panhandler's already left the scene, so, let's arrest the guy who called.
Yeah, the thing is, like, everything is criminalized in modern America, so that you could always be committing some crime that you don't even know about, right. And the cop is going to find out once they're talking to you. So I want to be clear also that I read the mistake. I read the, typo by the cop.
By the cop.
Yeah, so I'm continuing to read his typos as we go.
We'll come back with the rest of the interaction here. We've yet to get to the actual threat. That's coming up. 855, 453. You've got a cop just openly threatening one of our listeners and independent newsman, photojournalist, Virgil Viduva. More on the way here at 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on bellowwood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And you can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out that way if you don't mind. You will tend to sound better if you call on Skype. But it's not a requirement. We've also got the toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE. Virgil Vaduva, one of our listeners and supporters, also an independent journalist and photojournalist there in the Greene County Herald, is in a situation, a conflict with a police officer in a series of Facebook posts where police officer Paul Harris, while apparently he was not on duty, but as far as I'm concerned, you're always a police officer whether or not you're on duty, because certainly an off-duty cop can make an arrest too. This guy's insulting and threatening towards Virgil. We'll give you more of that here in a moment. Also, how to get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's easy. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You just pay the shipping cost. That pound will be shipped directly to your location, and you can enjoy the hell out of this coffee. It's really great. I mean, it's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, shade-grown coffee. BuzzBox is some of the best coffee you can buy, but also a portion of the profits from every pound goes towards microloans that we are teaming up with Kiva.org and BuzzBox to loan out money to folks in tough parts of the world, help them make a better living for themselves. So you can help that out by joining the program over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you can cancel any time. It's a subscription program, so you'll automatically receive more coffee every so often. You decide how often you receive it. You decide how much you receive. You decide the flavor. You customize everything.
Yeah, if, for instance, you have coffee left over and you know they'll give you an email a week before your coffee's ready to be roasted and stuff. Yeah, and this is what happened. I've been, because I was away on vacation for some time, I did take BuzzBox with me, but you know, I just got some more left over, so I bumped it back a couple of weeks.
That's always nice. That way you're not building up too much product.
Yeah.
You can customize it to your tastes and consumption habits. So coffee.freetalklive.com, you go there, get your first pound free, just pay the shipping cost. coffee.freetalklive.com. Virgil is with us in Ohio here, and we are reenacting, Virgil, your Facebook conversation here that you had as Greene County Herald. You were acting as that particular Facebook page at the time, as cited over by Counter Current News. So we'll keep you on the line here as Derek Jay and I continue the reenactment. Derek, we were in the midst of Paul Harris, the police officer from the Xenia, was it Xenia County? Is that right? Or Xenia,
the
town,
city.
The
town.
Town.
Yeah, and remember, I am also reading his typos, so here we go, because he has many. To arrest someone for harassment or assault, you first need a complaint. Most people call the police for a panhandler, but do not stay or want contacted by the police. The caller in just wants the panhandler to leave people alone and leave. All the police have to do is watch the violator, as he or she can be charged with panhandling.
Virgil responds, there's no leaving people alone on a public street. If you don't want people to say hello to you and may I have a few dollars on the street, then don't talk to them.
Huh, I'll see you in Dayton and give you your second M4 arrest. I hope $40 is worth the trip to jail.
Now, let me break. We've got Virgil here on the line. What is he referring to with the $40?
So there's a backdrop to this. There's a context to this story. On Friday, which is, 3 days ago or so, I went and purposefully violated a City of Xenia ordinance by panhandling right in front of the City Hall and in front of the police department.
Nice.
They're all in the same building. I was not aware until last week that panhandling was actually illegal in the City of Xenia. Mm-hmm. And the reason I became aware is because I heard over the scanner on Thursday about this woman. She was just released from jail recently. And then I hear this police call, you know, someone called the cops on her because she has someone for help. And she hears this woman, she gets out of jail, she has nothing. No phone, no cash, no ride, nobody to help her. She makes the mistake of asking someone for help. So what do the cops do? They show up and start threatening her with arrest. So fortunately, I was able to get there in time and give her a ride to a bus stop in Dayton, you know, which is a fairly good drive. It's like a 15-20 minute drive, but okay. I didn't want this person to go to jail again, you know. So that really upset me, and we ended up, you know, a handful of us showed up to the city council meeting on Thursday night. You know, we have it all on video. And then Friday I said, you know what, I'm going to do some civil disobedience today. So let's do some panhandling. So I spent about an hour and a half in front of the city hall asking people for money. I had, you know, a little secret camera wired to my cardboard sign, you know, which was all kind of beat up. I tried to make it, you know, a little bit homeless type of sign, you know, whatever that means. But so I raised about $41.98.
How long did that take?
About an hour and a half.
Now, did you tell the people that you were raising money for charity, or were you just...
I was very open about... when people asked, I told them. When they did not ask, I did not tell them. I simply asked mostly... Do you have a couple of bucks to spare?
Let me ask you about the clothes you wore, because this fascinates me. I wonder what kind of money these folks make doing the jobs they do. Did you shave?
Well, I shaved a couple of weeks ago. So, yes, I did not have a beard. I was, like, really bundled up because it was so cold outside. But yeah. I was fairly clean. I did not necessarily make an effort to look homeless or anything.
Okay. I was just wondering if, what it might be like.
But by definition, you were panhandling. I haven't pulled up the statute or ordinance
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, but okay, so they could have arrested you for this.
Oh, yeah, this is actually the fourth degree misdemeanor in Ohio. This can carry a 30-day jail sentence.
And you got video of yourself doing the panhandling as well. Has that been released?
Yep, all the video is on the Greene County Herald page on Facebook and also on greenherald.com.
So then in theory, they could arrest you for panhandling any time, right? Because the video is online. Even if the cops didn't witness you doing it, you took video of yourself doing it, and so they could use that video and you know get a warrant for your arrest based on that.
But that's not the end of the story. The cops actually came out. They warned me. They asked me to move along, and I told them I will not. I informed them very kindly that this is an unconstitutional ordinance, that I asked them what would happen, and they said I would get cited. And I said, well, if you guys cite me, I said that will give me standing in a potential federal lawsuit against the city. And I asked them, I said, in fact, please give me a ticket so I can, you know, move on. and they did. They did. After about
they
an
did
hour
ticket
and a half.
You? Kind of them. Yeah, that's a kind
yes,
of them.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
They charged me with a fourth degree misdemeanor, and I have a hearing in court on Wednesday, which is in 2 days.
So then, just to clarify something, the police officer here, Paul Harris, who's threatening you openly on Facebook, saying he's going to give you your second M4, that's your second fourth degree misdemeanor, meaning that he would arrest you for panhandling again.
That's what he meant. You know, he's not a cop in Xenia. He's a cop in Dayton, which is about 10, 15 minutes away or so.
I'm
not sure what, but that is a very clear threat, you know, to me on Facebook, you know, especially his breathe easy, you know, statement at the end there.
Virgil, what do you say to, and I want to talk more about this and what your plan is in court and all that, but what do you say to the people who would claim, well, what's with you libertarian civil disobedience? Why don't you do anything that's useful? Here you are standing up for homeless people. Don't you, you know, can't you stand up for genocide or something important like that? I'd like to have you answer that question when we come back. There's more here in a moment. You can stick with us, right? All right, cool. More with Virgil Viduva here from the Greene County Herald in Ohio, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. The town of Xenia, Ohio, or I guess it's a city, is population 25,000-26,000 people. That's where Virgil Viduva, one of our listeners who is on the line with us here.
And an amplifier.
Yeah, that's right, a supporter of Free Talk Live. He actually donated that fancy camera that we don't use often enough these days.
We probably need to.
Yeah. So anyway, so we've got him on the line. He was threatened by a police officer the other day openly on Facebook, and we actually haven't quite finished recounting that particular threatening conversation. We will do that here, but we were talking with Virgil about his protest where he was engaging in the textbook definition of panhandling, asking people for money on the streets, specifically out in front of City Hall in Xenia. And we'll continue with that discussion here with Virgil in moments, but want to let you know about Vegas.com. They serve up Vegas from the inside over at Vegas.com, because unlike other travel sites, and there are a billion of them, they are from Vegas. Everyone at Vegas.com lives in Vegas. They work in Vegas, and they party in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals, and once the prices drop, in Vegas, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. They offer the best rates on not just hotels, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and even VIP bottle service at top clubs. You go to Vegas.com, surf around, check out the huge selection, the best prices you'll find, and you get even better prices with code FTL. You get 10% off of everything on the site, excluding air hotel packages. So if it's got air involved, you can't get the 10%. But otherwise, use code FTL over at Vegas.com and don't miss their proprietary drop watch feature, which will actually allow you the lowest rates on hotels, where they'll continue to monitor the price even after you book, and they'll notify you of the changes to ensure you get the best deal. You book at the lower rate, and they'll refund you the difference. Vegas.com does the work for you, and they've got your back. Vegas.com, code is FTL. Punch that in at your checkout to get that extra 10% off. As we go back to Virgil in Ohio. So, Virgil, some people are going to look at this and they're going to say, you know, you're not any different from those activists in Keene, New Hampshire. You're picking the most unimportant issues to focus on, Virgil, trying to help homeless people panhandle and bother other people. Why can't you focus on something important like health care?
Well, this is a twofold argument, right? The first issue is that it's very personal to me, right? I grew up in Romania. I grew up in a house with a dirt floor, literally a dirt floor. The floor in the house was the dirt from, you know, the ground, the actual ground. There were times when, you know, we would have nothing to eat. Like, we would cut up an onion in half and put salt in it and eat it with, you know, a slice of bread that you would steam over a pot of boiling water because we had nothing else to eat, right? So, these things did happen. That's largely how I grew up. So poverty touches me in a very personal way. And then the second issue is even more important than that. It's an issue of free speech. America dubs itself as this, you know, the land of the free and all that stuff, right? So, the First Amendment is very important. And this idea that somehow, you cannot utter certain words on a public sidewalk to people walking by, is ridiculous. I mean, this is basically criminalized speech, and I find that completely unacceptable. So it is a very important issue.
Do you have, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are like me that just don't like being approached on the street by panhandlers, and I've got to say that it happens to me on a relatively regular basis.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when that video was going around of the gal that was walked 11 hours in the streets of New York and was accosted by people, I made the point that I get accosted by people all the time when I'm on the streets. They're not asking me for sex, or they're trying to proposition me or whatever. They're asking me for money, and I could feel just as threatened. So, what do you have to say to people who feel that way? Because these laws exist for a reason, right?
Well, the laws exist because you know, this particular law in Xenia exists because if you read the preamble for it, the police have asked for it. This is a law written and passed by the police department. And the reason for that is because they got tired of dealing with poor people on the street. So it's several reasons. The police, they don't like dealing, you know, they feel like probably it's a waste of time dealing with all these panhandlers. And the second issue is largely people that are tired of looking at homeless on the streets, which is, both of these reasons are not acceptable to me. And if people approach you on the street, you don't have to talk to them. I travel a lot to Boulder, Colorado. Boulder is a beautiful town, absolutely beautiful, but it's overrun. The downtown is almost overrun by homeless people. And they all ask you for money, but you don't have to say anything to them. You just walk past them and ignore them if you don't feel like talking. Most of these guys are fascinating, so most of the times I actually stop and engage them in a conversation because I like talking to them. So I guess it depends on your personality, but my recommendation is if you don't feel like talking to people, don't answer. You know, just say no. I don't have any money.
Virgil, Derek J. here. I want to know, if I put on my statist hat for a moment and ask, well, don't you think it's in the homeless's best interest to be in jail rather than on the street? Don't they get three hots in a cot?
Well, who's paying for that? Who's paying for that jail cell? It's ironic because it's actually a very good question. Those same people that do not want to give money to the homeless or panhandlers, they are the same people that would advocate for their arrest, which would indirectly lead to them paying for their jailing.
Yeah, that's so true. It's not uncommon, by the way, for a homeless person to go ahead and they know the system well enough. They know they can what sort of minor misdemeanor they can commit that's not going to actually result in serious jail time, but might get them enough time to get through the wintertime. It's not uncommon for that to happen where they will want to actually get arrested.
Right, and another issue really is that a lot of those folks on the street, quite a few of them have mental issues. And the way to deal with mentally ill people is not to call people with guns to deal with them. That's not how mentally ill folks should be treated. So these are some serious problems, and I don't think passing laws banning poverty or panhandling it will solve anything.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this isn't about the police not wanting to deal with the homeless. This means the police do want to deal with them, meaning that the police want the excuse to put them into handcuffs. They want to write charges. They want to put them inside the system because they used to do this in Sarasota, Florida, where Mark and I are from. They used to target homeless people with the idea of cleaning up the streets because some of the affluent folks don't like to see the rabble. And they would go in and they would tear up camps. You know, they'd tear up people's tents and things like that and in homeless camps, and they would do terrible things to try to oust these people, even if they weren't actually bothering anyone. Just the fact that they were homeless was enough of a qualification to be targeted and harassed by the police. So an anti-panhandling ordinance is just yet another violent tool in their belt.
It is. And what folks fail to realize, I've had several people telling me, well, why don't they just get a job? Just get a job. Get off the street. Stop begging. Get a job. People don't realize what that statement entails. To get a job, you need to have an address. You need to have an ID. You need to be cleaned up and have a set of clothing to go show up for an interview. Most companies won't even talk to you if you don't have an ID to show up, you know, with a valid, you know, address where they can mail you information. There is a lot more to getting a job than just saying, well, get off your lazy bum and get a job. That, it doesn't work like that.
Virgil, there is a police officer who is in the show chat room who suggests to you that you ask people on the street, do you have a dollar? And that way you put the ball in the police's court to prove whether or not you're asking for money. As opposed
to
what?
That's a good suggestion.
So asking, do you have a dollar, instead of asking
it's just
what?
It's just an assessment. Do you have a dollar? Oh, that's interesting. Yes, I do have a dollar. You know, you see, you haven't asked for the dollar, but it's obvious you're asking for the dollar.
Interesting. Good suggestion.
Yeah. All right. So, Virgil, let's continue here with the reenactment. We're almost done with this excerpt here from CountercurrentNews.com, where you are acting as the Greene County Herald on Facebook, talking with Officer Paul Harris from Dayton. And, Derek J., you were kind of – I think you just finished reading. You want to reread the threat, the first threat.
I'll see you in Dayton and give you your second M4 arrest. I hope $40 is worth the trip to jail.
Greene County Herald responds, hey, look, a cop threatening a journalist. What a stand-up guy you are, Officer Harris.
Oh, thank you. Remember, breathe easy and don't break the law.
Is that a threat? Is that officer threatening to choke you, Virgil?
Totally. I take that as a threat. That's a direct reference to Eric Garner in New York. Absolutely.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to stick around, I'd like to talk further about what the plan is here, because you're going to court.
Absolutely.
So there's more coming up here with Virgil Aduva from the Greene County Herald in Ohio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about panhandling civil disobedience. We have the disobedient on the line with us here in question, Virgil Vaduva. We'll continue talking with him about his plans. He's taken the arrest to court. They technically didn't put him in handcuffs, but it's, I guess, technically an arrest.
All tickets are arrests.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's that simple. You've got your shopping to do anyway, so you might as well do it through shop.freetalklive.com. Virgil is back with us here from the Greene County Herald. Now, before we talk about going to court on this, Virgil, just looking back to the threats from this officer in Dayton, Ohio, which is not the city of Xenia. Xenia is about a fifth the size of Dayton, but yet a Dayton officer named Paul Harris takes the time to call you out and threaten you with arrest on the Greene County Herald Facebook page. He also threatens to choke you because if you don't break the law, he says you'll be able to breathe easily, which suggests that if you do break the law, that he may go ahead and legally choke the life out of you. So this nice gentleman actually doesn't even live in Xenia. He doesn't enforce the Xenia ordinances, but as is pointed out here at countercurrentnews.com, he essentially is threatening to enforce the Xenia ordinances in Dayton if you ever come into the city limits of Dayton. Now, Dayton is a city with about 140,000 people living in it from a quick Google search. Are you surprised that you're well known enough, this Greene County Herald? It seems like a relatively small Facebook kind of internet-based news organization. I mean, how well-known are you amongst the ranks of the police in various different cities?
Yeah, that page is small potatoes. It's largely a trolling vehicle for me and a couple of other local activists. I don't pretend to be a hugely circulated newspaper or anything like that. But yeah, that's a good question. Most cops actually know me by name. Not in Dayton necessarily, but ironically in Dayton, panhandling is actually legal during the day, during daylight. So it's,
which
I
what
find
you were doing was during the day, by the way. We saw some of the video from it.
Exactly. So that comment makes absolutely no sense. The threat.
Well, don't worry. He'll find a reason to choke you out. I mean,
for
there's
sure.
always something that they can arrest you for.
You are well known enough, Virgil, though, that your citation already had your address printed on it, as I saw in the video.
That was really creepy. These guys, they came out to me. They never asked me what my name was. Of course, they know me. They probably looked me up in their database, whatever the national or state, criminal database or driver's license database they have. Yeah, they're very creepy.
So just to make sure I'm understanding, you're saying, Derek J., they pre-printed this,
yes.
this citation, that it wasn't just hand-scrawled there on the at the moment? They, typed it up before they came out?
Yeah, it's handwritten. They just walked out, and all my information was already pre-filled out.
They never
asked me what my name is. Just filled out my name. Social Security number, home address, everything.
Oh yeah, they've got your number. They are your fan.
I'd say that was just a little warning.
Of course.
We'll be driving by whenever we feel like it.
You are such a well-known quantity. I mean, congratulations, Virgil. I mean, you're so well-known that the cops in Dayton, which is a 20-minute drive away, at least one of them is well aware of who you are. I imagine that you are the talk of the town to some extent.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the case. I mean, this article has gotten around in the last few days, yeah.
Yeah, and how often does Greene County see civil disobedience? I mean, have you reported on previous acts of disobedience?
Almost never. I mean, if there was any civil disobedience in this area, it's from myself and probably a handful of other people. There's a good group of libertarians around here, but most of them have jobs that take them away from activities like this. My job allows me to do stuff like this a lot more, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that the authorities in the region probably just think you're a troublemaker. Why are you doing all this, Virgil?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do it because I can and because I care about liberties. And apparently, I don't get this. It takes a guy from Romania to come to the United States to teach Americans about liberty. How does that work?
Well, I'd say it's really common. Nothing really indicts to me the land of the free
and home of the brave.
Quite like somebody who came from Eastern Bloc country, talking with an accent like that says, hey, look, this was what it was like where I was. I saw it happen.
Right.
It's happening to you. And if you continue to stand by and do nothing, you'll get what we got.
Now, is your plan to go to court with an attorney on this?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think I'll represent myself. At least at the arraignment, I'll be by myself for sure.
Now, with misdemeanor, this is a fourth-degree misdemeanor. Now, that's a different system than we have in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is only Class A and Class B, fourth degree being the lesser of the 4 degrees. However, you are still facing 30 days in jail. And what's the maximum fine on a fourth degree?
I think it's $1,500 or something.
$250.
Oh, $250.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not too bad. The jail time, I really don't see them trying to put me in jail for this. But
can you get a jury? Can you get a jury on fourth degree misdemeanor?
Yeah. Any jailable offense will get you a jury trial.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So you're going to go for jury trial?
Absolutely, yeah. I doubt they want to do that because we'll probably make the whole thing into a big spectacle, but we'll see what they want.
I know you're a video or like a photo guy. Can you bring a camera into the courtroom there in
Xenia? Yes. The Supreme Court has ruled, there's a rule 11A that allows for media entities and videographers to bring in video. Yes, camera.
Oh, well, I'll look forward to seeing the footage then from this when it eventually comes out. Did you feel like there was something else you wanted to share about this whole scene?
No, it's just I appreciate you guys covering this. I think it's a pretty important issue, and like I said, it's largely about freedom of speech to me. And interestingly enough, a lot of municipalities, there have been a bunch of court cases, federal court cases, where municipalities have lost lawsuits over loitering and panhandling. Just recently, Fort Lauderdale, Lansing, Michigan, you name it, Portland on the West Coast.
I think the ACLU won a case in all of Florida, and Mark was referring to that earlier. I remember we went down there.
Have you looked into it? Is there money involved in this one? Because you're going to put a lot of time and a lot of energy fighting this, and you're going to win because all the case law is with you. The cops will lose nothing. They've got their little law passed. It's the the town of Xenia who's wasting their taxpayers' money, and for which I think everybody involved ought to spend some time in jail. I mean, really, you people are here as stewards to take care of our money, and you're putting it on a losing case. Shame on you. There's nothing you can do about it, but except vote them out later, but the money's already lost. So is there any chance of some kind of settlement on this?
I don't know. I'm in some ways in a secret, but I'm hoping they're not going to drop the charges against me. I have the feeling that they will because they don't want this. They don't want this to happen.
Just a quick recap. You've also been arrested in a recent protest. We had you on to talk about that. You were photographing a kind of a mall sit-in almost, or a die-in, I guess they were calling it. What's the status on that case real quick?
My hearing for that case is on March 3rd. So right before the Liberty Forum, I'm going to show up for court, have our pretrial hearing, and then I'm going to drive to Manchester to hang out with you guys.
Okay,
awesome.
Very cool. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, Virgil. And folks,
Where
can folks go to visit you with the Green County Herald? What's the best place to go?
Greenherald.com, green with an E at the end, greenherald.com. All
Perfect.
The stuff and the videos and recent articles are there.
You're doing great work out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate it.
Ian, you have been the example. You and Derek J. and Mark and everyone else, you guys have been great examples. Thank you.
Aw, thanks. I appreciate that. And thank you, Virgil, for the
call.
Don't
blame me for this crap.
I always worry, right? I mean, I always worry when people are out there and they get... It's possible that when you get into civil disobedience and non-cooperation, it kind of catches. Like, you get infected by it, and you just want to assert your freedom in as many ways and as many times as possible. But as you found out, Derek J., it can also catch up with you in your victimless crime spree.
Yeah, watching this video of Virgil openly disobeying the ordinance right in front of the police, it really scared me when I saw him do that and asking for money while they're giving him a citation.
Why were you scared?
Because he was alone. You know, as you pointed out, he had no one around him. It would have been nice, if Mark said it would be harder to do this form of activism with a group of people around you, but it wouldn't be too hard to have someone at a distance recording with a video camera just to,
Or in a vehicle or something like that, some down the way.
Yeah, and so I just like to know that activists who are courageous enough to openly disobey bad laws have some support nearby.
And it does sound like there is a group, but in that particular instance, they just weren't present. And it can be tempting. Yeah. I mean, when you are of the mindset of doing civil disobedience, it can be tempting to go it alone. But I would recommend that if you catch the bug, then just try to hold off until you can get to New Hampshire and perform it up this way, because then you can have a community get behind you in a way that is just not possible anywhere else. I would recommend you check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and apparently you'll get to meet Virgil if you come to the upcoming Liberty Forum, which will tell you how to get free tickets here in a moment.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.